There's bad news from Africa for gorillas and chimpanzees. A new study confirms the Ebola virus is causing a massive die-off of the apes. NPR's Elizabeth Shogren reports that scientists differ on whether humans can do anything to help.
In the Lossy Sanctuary in the Republic of Congo, researchers have been tracking groups of gorillas for several years. 4 years ago, they started to find gorilla carcasses. And over the next 4 months, 130 of the 143 apes disappeared. Peter Walsh took those numbers, plus some other figures, to figure out how big an impact Ebola was having on this region.
And so I did a bunch of fancy statistics and this and that, and out the other side popped a fairly clear story that these outbreaks had killed just literally thousands of gorillas.
Walsh is an ecologist from the Max Planck Institute in Leipzig, Germany. He says this study looked at only one of the areas where apes were devastated by Ebola.
It's already been through about a half to two-thirds of the really good habitat for gorillas and chimpanzees in Central Africa.
Peter Walsh hopes those numbers will spark action to save gorillas. He wants to give them a vaccine to protect them from Ebola.
This is a doable thing. And the problem is that nobody's been trying to do it.
One reason they aren't is that there isn't a vaccine ready yet. Tom Geisbert is developing an Ebola vaccine for the U.S. Army. He says researchers have had success in testing two vaccines on apes, but it will be years before they are ready.
It's a long way from showing that the vaccine works in an animal in lab conditions to an animal in the field.
Even if you get a vaccine, Sandy Harcourt from UC Davis doubts that you could give it to wild animals.
I can't see that we can prevent the spread of Ebola.
He says darting wild apes in tropical forests is extremely hard. And if you gave the animals a vaccine hidden in a treat, the dominant animals, the big males, would eat the share intended for the females and young. But Peter Walsh, the author of the new study, hopes these challenges won't deter action.
And I've walked through the forest. And for me to know that they're all dying off like this and we could do something about it, it rips me apart.
The study appears in the current issue of Science. Elizabeth Shogren, NPR News.